With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's federal takeover of Washington's police force has won the backing of the D.C. Police Union. Defense Secretary Hegseth says D.C. National Guard troops also being called up.
You'll see them flowing into the streets of Washington in the coming week. There are other units we are prepared to bring in. Other National Guard units, other specialized units. They will be strong, they will be tough, and they will stand with their law enforcement partners.
Congressional Democrats oppose the president's action, arguing, among other things, that it amounts to racism. The president extends a trade truce with China for another 3 months.
The Chinese embassy in Washington said that win-win cooperation between China and the U.S. was the right path. Suppression and containment would lead nowhere. But negotiations to reach a deal beyond the 90 days will be much harder. The U.S. wants more access to China's valuable rare earths. Donald Trump is threatening to impose sanctions to prevent Beijing buying more Russian oil. And China wants Washington to lift curbs on sales of advanced technology so they can buy more computer chips.
The BBC's Laura Bicker. Consumer prices held steady last month, rising 2.7% in July from a year ago, and that's the same increase as the month before. However, core prices, excluding food and gas, rose 3.2%. That would suggest that higher tariffs are driving up the cost of some imported goods. Two people were killed, at least 10 others injured. Powerful explosion at a U.S. steel plant just south of Pittsburgh. At this point, the cause not known. Shooting at a Target store in Austin, Texas, left two adults and one child dead. A suspect is in custody. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 271 points. This is SRN News. A work of art is restored at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy.
Christ on the Water by Hunter Wood has been the focus of a lot of contention recently. Ever since World War II, the gigantic painting of Jesus rescuing sailors at sea hung quietly in the school's main administrative building. But during the Biden years, it was challenged by a separation of church and state group and removed to the basement. With the changing of the guard in Washington, however, the painting is now being brought back up for display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There is an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools across the country. Indiana is currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. Texas began to allow public school chaplains in 2023, the first state to do so. A recent poll asked Americans if they supported the idea of chaplains in the schools. Nearly 60% said yes. SRN News. 3 years after many children died, the records have been released.
School district officials have released text messages, personnel files, and records of the shooter from the 2022 attack in Uvalde, Texas, that killed 19 students and two teachers. The release follows a legal battle over public access to the material. Various media organizations had sued the district and the county for the release of those records. Jason Walker reporting.
NVIDIA and AMD have agreed to share 15% of their revenues from chip sales to China with the U.S. government. The Trump administration halted the sale of advanced computer chips to China back in April over national security concerns. But NVIDIA and AMD revealed in July that Washington would allow them to resume the sales of chips to China. Those chips are used in artificial intelligence development. More details, SRNNews.com.